Friday wouldn't be a Friday without Grace with the Buzz, who has arrived bright and early. Good to see you, Grace.
Good morning.
Grace, you are resplendent, as Ollie would say, in your lovely pink blazer
this
morning.
It's nice and bright. It's
purdy,
very lovely.
Purdy yeah, and
absolutely.
Pink.
You're offsetting the rotten weather.
Loves a blazer. Loves a blazer.
So do I.
No, so come here. This is going to be funny Friday, right?
Okay, love this.
I'm open with a couple
when
of
is
jokes.
It ever not funny Friday?
Oh, yeah, because we're always very serious and deadpan here.
Indeed.
Oh, fierce. Yeah.
Yes.
But no. So here we go. I'll either get cancelled for this now or not. No, it's all family friendly. What you call a dinosaur who makes tea?
A T-Rex?
Yes.
Oh, that's so bad, Grace.
I've got more.
See, we're on the same wavelength, really.
Why can't T-Rexes clap their hands? Because they're extinct. Last one. Last one before you cut off my mic. Okay, here we go. What you call a dinosaur holding a stick of fireworks?
A dinosaur.
A dynamite.
Dynamite.
Which I am very sad to say was not the reaction to the movie I saw in the cinema this week.
Oh, you went to see Jurassic Park?
Jurassic World
Rebirth.
Jurassic World.
Okay, right. It's a new Jurassic.
Yeah.
So okay.
So we're talking dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Did you bring him in with you? Is this your phone?
Is that my phone? You're just going to get the John Williams Orchestra in the corner for me every week now.
We spare no expense on our limited budget.
Yeah, money, no object.
Anyway,
go on.
I loved dinosaurs.
I loved Jurassic Park as a kid.
Do you know what? So did I. And I was in it. Like, hands up if you were in a dinosaur club when you were little. Like,
well, I wasn't actually in a club, but I had loads of books.
It was huge. Like, I was Iggy the Iguanodon in my dinosaur club.
Where was that?
Where we grew up.
Cute.
Big shout out to all the OG Grange Heights dinosaur crew.
a bit nerdy, but nonetheless.
Do you know what? What can you do with this franchise? Do you know what I mean?
But there's only so many times they can keep coming back.
That's it. So the plot of this one basically is it's Scarlett Johansson leads a team of kind of mercenaries and skilled.
She really is flavour of the month, isn't she?
Do you know what? No, I have to say I really liked her in it because they kind of went down the route of a strong kind of female. Like, she wasn't overly done up with the hair, the makeup, and she was actually just wearing a pair of combat pants.
G.I. Jane
kind of, you know, she was dressed for the occasion. She rose to the occasion and all that, you know. And
she wasn't tottering everywhere in heels.
Do you know exactly? Like, and you know, there's action scenes, and she's not like coming out as if she's just
looking
had her
for
hair
the man to help her. Like,
or had her hair and makeup done. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so like I really liked her, and like she is a good actor anyway. Do you know, so basically, they've discovered that there's dinosaurs. They're all after kind of being exiled to an island off near the equator because, you know, they like their heat and what have you.
Yeah.
So it's an island uninhabited by man, and they end up having to make the trek because the dinosaur's DNA has something that can be harnessed to cure heart disease.
Oh, interesting. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So a fella from Big Pharma obviously cottons onto this, and he's like, oh, I can make a few bob out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, so he hires Scarlett Johansson and her motley crew to go and like extract the DNA from the dinosaur's grant. Easier said than done. I don't even like clipping my dog's toenails, so I'm like, how are they going to get the DNA from the dinosaurs? So they basically have to get it from like three dinosaurs. So I like the theme. They've kind of gone with sea, land and sky.
Right. Okay.
It's because there's a dinosaur for every occasion. So the first 20 minutes of this is basically Jaws.
Okay.
It is Jaws. So
keeping it on theme.
Yeah, a dinosaur that can swim. So he's, you know, whatever.
Very impressive.
Yep. Yeah. So they're on their boat, but then they encounter a family who are out for a lovely day on the sea, and their boat gets turned over by
the swimming dinosaur.
Yeah, the
right?
Shark dinosaur, what have you.
Can happen.
Jaws or Rex or
what
whatever
would we call it? Remember there was Sharknado out years ago. What's it? Sharksaur?
Sharknado.
Sharkosaurus. Jawsosaurus, right? Nana. But
steady.
Keep it on track. Right. So they rescue this family, and then they're all together and they get shipwrecked on the island, and then it's just a survival thing with the island, getting the DNA and what have you. Now, there's a lot of, like it's 32 years since Jurassic Park was released. Mm. It was June 1993.
Hard to believe in many ways.
So we've no Sam Neill or anything like that.
No, sadly.
It was Sam Neill, wasn't
it? No, you've got Jonathan Bailey, he's also got Flavor of the Month, and Mahershala Ali. So they're, like,
there's no OGs, like.
No, but, like, it's a weak enough script. Like, there's a little bit of comedy, you know, but I have to say the visuals are spectacular. Like, it is just no expense was spared, like just like your budget here, no expense was spared on the CGI. It's so authentic, and the like the landscape and everything, it's just, like that side of it alone was really good. Like,
if you're a child who never saw the Jurassic Park films, would you like this?
Yeah, especially like, yeah, it's like it's 12A, so like mild peril. So
suggestion of
peril. Saying that though, mild peril, I was still there. There was a few scenes where I was like, oh, careful now, oh, careful now,
just after that
like,
boat.
Yeah, yeah, mind that cliff now, and things like that. Like, so like, you know, they did a good job in building kind of the scenes and the suspense and like, again, like I said, the mild peril. So it's 2 hours, 13 minutes. I don't think they could have easily shaved off about a half an hour of that, you know, but I'm laughing, right? So they get, you know, they're getting the DNAs from the dinosaurs and whatever, and they're done amazingly. But it's this island had a research facility that had to be abandoned because, and it's always a fella. Sorry now, lads.
What did he do?
He was eating a chocolate bar, I think a Snickers, in this research facility, right? Now, you wouldn't get that in any factory out in, like, Waterford, out in the estate. Yep. Like, so he throws the Snickers wrapper on the ground. It gets sucked into a vent, and this Snickers wrapper, like, that's the real villain of the story, the Snickers wrapper. It completely short circuits the whole research facility, and all the mad dinosaurs escape because what they're doing is they're mixing dinosaurs with other species of dinosaurs. So you've got, like, dinosaurs,
Frankenstein dinosaurs,
exactly,
all because of a litter out.
Yeah, all because of a Snickers wrapper and your man who had to have his like Snickers.
You're not yourself when you're hungry,
exactly. And he, well, he wasn't going hungry.
Well,
the dinosaur ate him, but like, but the dinosaur, there's one thing now, and I don't want to give it away, but like it's,
but you're going to,
yeah, absolutely, right. It's called a Distortus Rex. This is the main baddie at the end.
A Distortus Rex.
Yeah. So if you can think of a T-Rex mixed with the alien from Alien, you know, the alien from Alien, mixed with a gorilla.
How much was someone paid to sit down and think about this on a storyboard?
So look, that's all I have to say about that. So see what you think.
Was the popcorn nice?
Well, now look it.
10 out of 10.
Grace, listen, thank you so very much.
Rawr.
As always, for all of that.
Thanks, Grace.
Rawr. No, no expense spared.
No. On that note, thank you, Grace.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Bye-bye.